Hello, it's Renee, the practical shaman. I'm coming to you from beautiful desert with a wonderful day, and it's a pleasure to be here with you, feeling rested.
Hi, I'm Sandra Ingerman, and we were not expecting snow today, but I'm watching snow come down, so I'm very excited because that means I get to walk in the snow today.
Nice. I'm hoping for a little ski adventure, you know, because I'm 66 now, and I really want to ski. I met this man once on the ski slope who was 80, and I said, he said, oh, I just started a few years ago. And, you know, when I tell my friends I want to go skiing, they're all there like, you know, you're getting a little older. You don't want to break any bones. I'm thinking like, yeah, but I want to feel that wind as I'm going down the mountain. And that kind of leads into our show today, which is going to be about rest. And to me, skiing is one of the restful activities that I do. And Sandra, what were you thinking about for this show today?
Well, Renee and I had decided to do two shows. So this one is on rest, where we actually journey and speak to the spirits. And so I got a very short message on rest, but it goes back to skiing. We can actually put this message back to so many places. Rest is reconnecting to yourself. Once that is done, everything flows easily. That was my message from my spirits. And so, you know, when you think about what's going on today, one of the biggest things that we're seeing is how disconnected everybody is to themselves. A lot of it is social media. People are forgetting, who am I? You know, they're reading what you should wear, what you should think, what you should say. And so we start to feel pulled apart. And when you start to feel pulled apart, it causes a fatigue. It's not just a mental fatigue. It's a physical fatigue because you're not connected to yourself. And that means you're not connected to life. You're not connected to your own rhythm. And you're not connected to your own flow. So I think, Renee, the fact that you're yearning for that experience of being on the mountain and lifting your arms up to the wind and being free, that's reconnecting to yourself and reconnecting to earth, air, water, fire again.
I love that. And Sandra and I are very connected because we had the show planned to record today, and both of us in our inboxes this morning got the New York Times article on relaxation and resting. And it was like, you know, it's a plague. It's a plague that we're just push. And, you know, people are getting lost in that experience. So my journey was just a little bit different. So, you know, I put like, because I was busy, I put it off till right before we were going to meet. And you know, got in a position and, you know, got the journey out with the journey drumming. And the first thing I was shown was that there's a new jumping off spot that I had to pivot from where that I used to journey from, but that things had shifted enough that there needed to be a shift in the way that I went on the journey. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And then I was taken far, far away, further. You know, my first question was, well, is this a lower, middle, or going to be an upper world journey? And it was like, hold on to your hat. We're going out. And you've been talking about going to some Passos black hole type things. But there was this place where we went through this really sticky place. And I'm like, ooh, you know, and then after we got through the sticky place, it was like there was a lot more freedom there. But what I noticed in the when I got to where we were going was that there were so many souls there. It was like it was like a pile up. And then I got to this spirit, and I said, I've got this question. And basically what I was told was, oh, humans have it all wrong. That you're looking at rest in the terms of a 24-hour cycle, when you're not looking at your whole soul journey or your whole life's journey, that you've got to condense down to, did I get enough sleep last night? Did I get in this week? But that if we looked at it into a bigger, broader perspective of what you were just talking about, like the feeling that you get when you go skiing, that could be a really greater percentage of my time than thinking about, oh my God, I only got 2 hours of sleep last night and I'm grumpy and tired. But, you know, what do I get in a bigger scheme of a thing? And, you know, Sandra, you know that I've just gone through a period where I've had no sleep for a month and a half. I like to sleep. So it's been really a painful initiation. And I think I'm through the other side of it. But, you know, like, how do I get to this bigger, broader idea that how do I rest in a bigger, more expansive way than just this idea of, like, what kind of rest am I going to get in this little piddly moment that's called a day?
Yeah, that brings to mind one of the journeys that I've actually been teaching people how to do ever since I started teaching shamanism. So I've been teaching this journey for over 40 years. And I tell people to do this journey on every single change of season. I don't know how many people ever do it, but I like to do merging journeys. So what that means is, you know, people like to go out, they like to sit on the earth, and they like to have a conversation with the earth, or find a nice plant to sit with and talk to the plant and have a nice conversation. And that's rest, you know, that is rest. I like to do merging journeys where you don't talk to a being, you become it. And you learn about it by becoming it. So you merge with the earth and you learn about it by actually being earth. And so I tell people to do this at every change of season, to merge with earth, air, water, fire, where you live, and fire being the sun, because every single every place on the planet, something else is going on in your particular area. Like, what's winter like for you right now? It's not going to be the same in every city. And so if you merge with the elements at the change of season, because you are earth, air, water, fire, you're going through the same seasons that all of life is going through. And so when you merge with the elements at the change in season, you actually get not just the changes that's happening in nature, but the changes that's happening in your body. And that informs you, that gives you knowledge of how to take care of yourself during that season. Mm-hmm. So if the earth is not doing anything, you should not be doing anything either, because if earth is busy getting those blooms up, getting those flowers up, you should be busy getting that up. And what's the air doing? What's the wind doing? The wind is doing something different every single season. How does that inform you about your behavior, of how you can behave during the different seasons? How does water change? How does the sun change? It informs you of how to take care of your body. And if you're taking care of your body and you're flowing with the rhythm of life, that's rest. You don't have to do anything else. you're following the rhythm of your body and you're following the rhythm of the earth. And what else can anybody ask for as far as good health and rest goes?
That reminds me, you know, that's because I've been teaching this idea of being into a cycle of experience, like, you know, that this is now the winter of hibernation. And boy, I guess I've said it out loud enough that this winter I was tossed into it because, you know, I'm just finally emerging from, you know, what felt like the cold, frozen tundra and even starting to peek out. And so perhaps this was like a harder initiation than I might have if I just, you know, take next January off instead of this forced, you know, you want to teach us, well, we're going to show you type of like, well, you know, this is going to be your lesson to really embody. And
we also have to look at Florida doesn't have a winter. So there isn't that. So that's what I'm trying to share is we all put ourselves as if we're all one with every place on the planet, but we chose different places to live. And so as we tune in to where we live and where those seasons are, somebody in Florida is going to get completely different information than you did about hibernation.
Yes and no. The first year that I moved to the desert, I had moved from a colder climate, and I thought like to myself, like, what are these people wearing jackets for? I mean, I literally threw away all my winter clothes, right? Then, like, and in Florida and in Palm Springs, all of a sudden your blood thins. And so the next year, when it comes to be November and December, you're back at the store buying winter clothes again. And it may be different than the snow that somebody else is having, but I there's never, even, you know, in the desert, it has its cycles, like you said, but they are different than somebody like somebody I know in North Dakota who's covered in 40 inches of snow. And so the preparation, maybe the preparation period in the fall is like, is my house winterized? And here, well, this has been a winter of El Nino, so it's been a little bit different because I don't think anyone was quite prepared for, you know, the rain and the floods and all of those kinds of things. So there's a certain degree of that, right? You cycle through your own seasons. And, you know, I mean, I just finished an article about mapping this interverse, like your own internal cycles, your own internal seasons, which might be very different than what the external seasons are. Cause I know you like a certain month better than my favorite month might be a different month. And so my interverse cycle is different than yours. So when you might need rest might be very different than when somebody else in Santa Fe needs rest.
Yeah, I wrote a long chapter about that in my second book, Welcome Home. And it was amazing what happened. I wrote that I'm a summer, fall, winter, fall person. I love to teach. I love to work winter, fall. And in summer, I don't like to teach. I don't like to be around people. And spring is the same way for me. And I wrote that in Welcome Home, my second book. And I got hundreds and hundreds of letters from people. The book came out in 1993, so it was before the internet. So I can't tell you how many hundreds of letters I got of people. Somebody finally said what I'm feeling. Finally, because I have the same thing as you. And I think that's... I don't want to go off the topic of rest, although
it's not off topic.
Yeah, we can. It actually stays on topic because what makes me tired is when people try to put me in boxes and tell me how I'm supposed to be feeling at whether it's certain times of the year or whatever. And when so many people tell you what you should be doing and it's actually against your own biological nature, that causes fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, this is how in shamanism, you have all these modern day teachers. You didn't see this in the beginning. This is how you call in the directions, and this is what north, south, east, west mean. Now, the directions in shamanic cultures all mean something different to every culture. So, and then the elements mean, and then this means, and this is how you get rest, and this is how you take care of yourself. So there's this constant bombardment of where unique beings being put in a box, and it actually does cause an exhaustion because you're not living your truth. You're living somebody else's truth.
Mm-hmm. And,
so it goes back to the simple journey that I had. When you connect to yourself, that's rest. And so when you connect to your own wisdom, that's rest, instead of trying to embrace teachings that just don't speak to you.
That's a good wrap up, because this week over at the Shaman's Cave, which if you're not a member of, you might want to join, somebody posted a picture, several pictures, and below them was somebody else's prayer. And I almost didn't approve it, because I'm thinking, like, you know, write your own prayer. I was like, and then I thought, like, well, they're nice pictures, so I think I'll approve this prayer. But it's like so many times that I see so many people regurgitating out other people's prayers that are either in their books or that they're even, you know, how they call in the directions. Like, I'll get on a podcast and somebody will start to call in the directions, and they're like, oh, you were in that school of shamanic practice, or you were, you know, and so, like, I just know that whenever I call to the directions personally, it's never the same twice. It's never, you know, I might have a couple of basics, but unless I'm reading off the script, it's really, which then becomes hard to be heartfelt. It's not the same as when I really go in. And I had the best example of that. And I was at the I Am Winter Solstice Symposium. And it was probably the most profound experience I ever had, because I went over to the other side of the fire to send home the winds, and my mic cut off. So I had this relationship with me and the winds that absolutely people were watching, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people watched it, but not one person heard what I was saying. And some of the things that people said was, wow, I caught the energy of what you were doing. And really, so sometimes if we're so caught up in the words, we're not caught up, we're not into the energy. And it was a really profound shift for me that it was just me and the elements that I was sending home. And I that might have been just a tad off topic, but I was trying to say, follow us, like us. Sandra's new book just came out. You know, she'd like you to order a copy.
Walking in Darkness, it'd be great.
Because we see all these people come over to our page all the time, and they're asking for advice. And I just want to remind you, this is our page. You know, our teachings, our books, our, you know, and we love your personal wisdom, but it's not a place to just share everyone else's teachings and everyone else's work. We want to hear from you, what you're doing that really makes a difference in your rest and relaxation and your shamanic spiritual journey.
Yeah, I think that the more people let things flow from their heart, again, that actually allows you to make space to receive the love and the light of the universe. When you're just copying something, where does the light and the love of the universe start to flow into you? So when we speak from our hearts, that's a place of power. And again, that's a place of really, really good rest.
Here's Wes wishing you a restful week. And we'll see you again. Make sure you hit like and subscribe and share about your methods and your journeys. We'd like to hear from you.